This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, we got Zach Martin Presser coming up at 11 o'clock. We got a lot to get to before that. How we doing today?
Jalapeno just hit from those cheese puffs that I just tried there, Kevin. So it just hit me.
Like jalapeno right after, cheese puffs?
Yeah, they're sweet jalapeno cheese puffs. I believe Dawson brought these in yesterday. But the rule is, if anything's sitting around here, you can have it, right? Like, that seems like the rule. So these are HEB. Remember I said the dill pickle HEB ones were phenomenal? HEB, y'all did it again, baby. This is great work. I'm very proud of you. So, yeah, man. I do like this question from the 601, Kevin. Can the journalists let it be about Zach Martin and not ask any other Cowboys questions? It shouldn't be, will Jerry answer questions? I'm with them on this.
Okay.
It would seem disrespectful.
Yeah.
For Zach Martin to be up there with his moment and for everybody to be directing questions to Jerry, I would say either have something separate or Jerry say something off to the side. That's just my opinion on this.
I agree. I wonder how many journalists, just because you and I
we know
did
them all.
This for so long,
yep.
How many journalists are like, hey, I can write a feel-good story about Zach Martin that some people will read, or I can run this story about what's next in the pursuit of whoever.
One quote from Jerry Jones gets me national.
And it really sucks. Like, if you've ever heard the old expression, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yep.
So, like, we would get breakdowns of all of our stories at the newspaper, and you could have the most heartwarming story in the world, and you're like, that just renewed my faith in humanity.
1,200 reads.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, oh, somebody smash and grabbed at this place or
400,000 reads
exactly
in the first 20 minutes.
I'm with you on that. I would enjoy that, but I think the buzz is already, or people are like, oh, is Jerry Jones going to talk about, like, what are they going to do next and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't feel like there's as much palpable buzz today about, I can't wait to hear Zach Martin answer these questions, which is a shame because he's one of the greatest Cowboys in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I would just want to give him his love for what he accomplished while he was here. His teams did not accomplish what we all want, the ultimate goal. His teams did not. He was phenomenal while he was here. And that's the thing for the individual player. This is one of those times where the laundry doesn't matter as much as the player. At the end of their career is probably the most important time, is what did you accomplish while you were here? Stand out of everything you did, and you were beloved. So this is one of those moments that I really hope he gets his due.
This is how you know Zach Martin was incredible. You're not disappointed that Aaron Donald went three spots ahead of him.
That's like, true.
You're damn right. Donald, one of the best defensive players of all time. And if you'd have drafted him, great. But instead, he was off the board. And so you took Zach Martin and you're like, yeah, no, that's about right. That's fair.
What's interesting too, Kevin, when you say that is at the time, I wanted Aaron Donald so bad. Like I was like, this is the player I want. And a lot of other people were like, yes, he's going to be a wrecking ball in defenses for a long time. But look at how far down he went in the draft.
Yeah.
If he was that great, he should have been number one.
Sure.
But he goes, was it 15? He was
16.
16, that far down in the draft. And like you said, I was just as excited that Zach Martin was on the team.
Yeah.
Because both of them had this like, yeah, just pin them in and they're going to be great for their careers. Like that's what you were feeling watching them on film.
Just a reminder that Blake Bortles went third and Sammy Watkins went fourth in that draft.
Blake Bortles, Jackson Dart is having the Blake Bortles run right now. Where he a lot of people didn't really know, and he's making this run. I think he's better than Bortles was, but just watching what Jackson Dart is like, he's rocketing up right now. I guess Bortles did have the most mainstream success with the show what was that show that he
Johnny Manziel had the most mainstream success out of that draft. Thank you.
You got
very
a really
much.
Good point there. You got a really good The Good Place. When that dude would go Bortles and throw Molotov cocktails.
Yeah. If you've never seen The Good Place, you definitely should watch it. And there's a stunning reveal in that show as you go along.
It's good. I like that show.
Absolutely. You know what was just as good as The Good Place,
this
especially
show.
The season finale of season one? Cut number two, because what was about to feel like a potentially disappointing result turned in a second.
8 seconds left. Here's Harley. Let's it go!
They were able to hold on to that lead for the last 5 seconds. Good for them. I know that.
I hope so.
Hey, but you saw that third period. There were times, especially in the back, 8 minutes, that it maybe looked like even 5 seconds might be too long to hold the lead. I'm really glad that the Stars won against a pretty solid New Jersey Devils team. But
I like that you say that real quick because I love beating the Devils.
Because of the 2000 Stanley Cup Finals. I'm with you.
Is that weird?
No.
That's 24 years ago that I'm still like, nah, I love beating that team.
I think it's fine. I think you should be fired up about that. And look, you continue to make a march towards Winnipeg. Winnipeg is the weirdest team in the NHL. I know they're only on a 3-game losing streak right now, but think about this.
Only on a 3-game.
I know, but like
the Stars don't lose 3 in a row.
That's
weird.
That is true. I'm not saying it's never happened for anybody who's about to text us, but you think about it. Winnipeg gets off to the hottest start in the history of the NHL. Then for the next, month and a half, 2 months, they sputter along in mediocrity. Then on either end of four nations, Hellebuck, he can't stop Canada, but he sure as hell can stop everybody else. And they go on an insane winning streak again. And it looks like no one will ever catch up in the Central Division. And now they've lost 3 more in a row while the Stars have been on a tear as of late. And consider this. The Stars are 6 points back of Winnipeg and they have a game in hand. So obviously you hope you win that game and you're only 4 games back. I think the Stars have the 3rd best record in all of hockey right now. It's just unfortunate that the team with the best record is also in your division. But if you can get up to C1, you have an opportunity to get a wild card matchup, though I wouldn't mind playing Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs either. But the Dallas Stars have been playing phenomenally. I'm glad they got that last goal because otherwise that third period was really disappointing.
It's unfortunate that Dodonov fell. If you go back and watch that the game-tying goal, Dodonov falls and he hops back up and he's out of position trying to get in front of where he thinks the shot's going to go. But directly behind him, he has a teammate already blocking that post.
Right.
And goalie. He needed to be 2 steps to the right, because that was the only lane that that shot could have gone into. So when he stands back up, he was like, oh, I'm going to block this shot, but his body is in the wrong spot. I felt like Wyatt Johnson almost had another hat trick last night with all the breakaways it felt like
okay.
he had.
Yeah.
Everything last night, and this is what I'm really liking about what I'm seeing from the Stars lately, the puck's hitting a lot of sticks whenever they're in power play.
Yeah.
It's hitting a lot of sticks before it goes into the net. But then on top of that, it feels like everything's going through the net as opposed to sitting in front of the net and shooting at it. It felt like last night, watch a lot of the goals, the skaters as they're going through are passing the net as they're going by, which means the offense was flowing forward. And that's what when the Stars are at their best, they're flowing forward and they're leaving shots right on the backside of their hip. And I really loved what I was seeing from them last night. Even Lyubushkin, who shouldn't be a goal scorer, hit a dart last night. That you were just like, what's he doing back there trying to look like a forward up on the ice? That was nice.
By the way, for the person who texted in that Hellebuck is a damn good goalie, he absolutely is. In fact, he's so good, they've taken the Vezina betting odds off the board.
Oh, really?
Because they're like, it's over.
Wow.
There's 20 games to go, and they're like, it's done. He's already won it.
I know he gave up 3 last night, but give Casey DeSmith some love for some of those goals that he stopped last night were beautiful.
Okay, let's talk about that for just a second. Because I've fallen into this trap. We can all fall into this trap when looking at hockey and being like, you gave up this many goals. I'm not pleased.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, sometimes it pivots off of, did you give up more than 2 goals? Which is that's a really low number. Obviously, you're going to win a whole lot of games like that. But that doesn't necessarily dictate the type of performance that you had. And I was poking fun at him and the Stars' defense in the third period because I thought it was a really disappointing period.
I agree.
But
considering how you were the first 2 periods of this game,
that doesn't mean that he played badly by any stretch of the imagination.
There was one that he made with his left pad, and it was the net was open, and he just kicked it away. That one that he made where he caught it and then spun almost all the way over into the corner. I was like, dude, he's on it tonight. And then the third period happened. It was fun though, man. From the 469, when y'all were talking about hockey, half the time I think you're just making up names. That's possible. And a lot of people feel that way. It is possible that I could throw a name out and you might just believe it, like just based on the sound of it.
I have always believed that if you say something with a certain amount of confidence, it is significantly easier. I promise you, Hellebuck is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The real last name of a real goalie. He was the United States goalie, the primary starting goalie in the Four Nations. He's the goalie for Winnipeg. He's going to win the Vezina.
From the 469, Casey DeSmith earned his paycheck last night, stopped 3 crucial breakaway goals.
He's been good this year.
This is the most brutal text, though, from the 682. I was there last night. I told a buddy I had to go to the restroom, and there was like 20 seconds left,
oh,
and I
no.
swore it was going to OT. I missed the game-winning shot.
Oh,
that's tough. It's brutal. Because that was a wonderful shot, for one, and it was great. That crowd blew up last night when that goal went in.
Okay, explain the logic to me. Is the thought, and this person might text back, is the thought...
I got to get ahead of
that,
the line.
Exactly, that I could just wait 20 or what will probably be more like a minute, or I'll get ahead of everybody, get to the bathroom, be able to be back in terms of overtime.
That's the thought.
Okay, so it's not that there's 20 seconds left. It's there's a 20-second opportunity for me to get a head start on everybody else. Okay, all right. That makes sense to me.
That's exactly how I think. Is if I go now, all these people are going to be walking to the bathroom while I'm walking back to my seat.
I got you.
And then I got a little extra leg room for the next 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Stars surging as Mavs are falling straight into the abyss. Let's go start. I think if you're a DFW fan, you're the upcoming Rangers season and the rest of the Stars season are going to keep you alive.
And the question is, are y'all ready for a lengthy playoff run? I don't want to be this person, and if people are going to be mad at me, I think anything short of being in the Stanley Cup final is a disappointment. Like, if they make it to the Western Conference Finals and they lose, I will think that is a disappointment. That's how good this Stars team is, and I know that is a lot of expectation, but this is a damn good Stars team, and I think they are primed to not only make it to the Cup, but lift the Cup.
806, Casey needs to stop playing goalie and go back and get the Mavs healthy.
No, that's Casey Smith.
I don't know.
Not Casey Dusmith.
I bet Casey Dusmith could do the same. Like, they need to work out or something.
Doesn't it feel like Casey Dusmith should be playing for the Mavericks?
Yes.
Because, or he should have a management role with the Mavericks. Like,
he's on a two-way contract.
Yes. And I don't want to besmirch the name of our backup goaltender because Dusmith has been very good.
Yeah.
But D-U-H Smith feels like he could be in a management role for the Mavericks right now or on the training staff,
man,
because it's been disastrous. All right. Want to talk about one more thing real quick. Alec, you know I'm right about that. Who is the player that we were excited that came back last night?
Bischel. Was Alec supposed to answer that?
It was.
My bad.
Thanks, Corey.
Okay, so next time.
Sorry.
When I set this up and say, okay, Alec... Who was? No,
I'll
I didn't turn your
mic off.
It's too late
I'm
to
done
turn
for
your
the rest
mic off.
Of the segment.
It's too late to turn your mic off. You already screwed Alec over. All right, but let's see if he was listening. Alec, who was the player we were excited to come back last night for the Stars?
I remember we were talking about it yesterday during AM on the FM a little bit. Liam Bischel.
Liam? Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Bischel. You want to know what kind of impact Liam Bischel had?
He had 6 hits last night, so
you know
I'll take
many,
that.
You know how many the rest of the team had combined?
6.
That is correct. Liam Bischel, 6 hits. The rest of the team combined, 6 hits.
We need that
physicality. Now, that's just the Stars team. Don't ask about how many hits the Devils had, because the number is going to make you really, really sad.
We're a finesse team still.
We still are.
We gotta sure. become more physical, but we're still a bit of a finesse team.
Oh no! I started looking at the number of hits, it's in the 30s. All right, so look, that's a problem, but you're not going to change that, and you just need to accept it. Don't count it up. It's in the 30s. It's a lot.
He had 8.
I know. Don't worry about that.
That's a lot of hits.
The Stars are not going to change. They're not going to become an uber physical team overnight. But the return of Bischel gives you a big, giant physical presence on the ice that is going to make a difference for this team. Now, whether or not they do anything before Friday's trade deadline, I know we were going to get to that here. We're going to have to push that off. I still think that there are moves in the works for the Stars in the next 52 hours, as I believe the trade deadline is 2 p.m. on Friday. But the return of Bischel is somebody with a high skill level, but that will also drop somebody. And that is what this team needs.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, where are you on the Rangers hope-o-meter? How much deeper is Texas this season? And will there be another question that Corey answers for Alec? We will find out the answer to all of those questions next on The Fan.
With the pitch, and this one is hit high and deep out of the left field. Florial going back at the wall, nothing he can do. It's into the people. Home run for Adolis Garcia, his 10th of the year, and the Rangers lead 4-0.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to talk about the Texas Rangers' depth, but also, where are you on the Rangers hope-o-meter? Now, this is something that we enjoy doing. The Athletic puts out every single year. Simple questions. Corey, here's your first question. Which team in Major League Baseball do you primarily root for?
Which team in Major League Baseball do you primarily root for? My first question, I think I got that one right.
No, what is your answer to said question?
I root for the Rangers, ladies and gentlemen. Surprise.
Now this one. This one's for Alec.
We just got back from surprise.
That's true. Alec, dig deep. Be honest. Are you optimistic about your team this season?
Yeah, he is.
What?
I'm sorry, Alec. Alec, that's on me, man.
Is it weird that I kind of hope his answer's no now?
Yeah, just because Corey, you know, spoke for me, I'm going to go no.
No, he won't.
I feel like each time I pop the mic, I should just lower the level more and more and more. And just until it's completely gone, and then Corey can totally answer for me. But yes, I actually am optimistic for the Rangers this year.
All right.
I promise that the rest of this segment, it's all you, buddy. Kevin asks.
That's a big load to carry.
This next question is for you, Corey. But then again, it could be a free-for-all. Will you tell me more about your optimism with this team?
For the Rangers?
For the Rangers.
Oh, my gosh. I am expecting a far more potent lineup. They are a slugging team. That's what they're hoping to hit home runs. They're hoping to drive doubles. They're not a small ball team. They're not built for that.
Correct.
But I'm expecting them to get back to their non-power outage ways, which means full of power.
Okay.
So that's where it starts. If it doesn't do that, we have problems. And then I expect the pitching to be really good. So those are the things that set my optimism. Closer role, we got to figure out. We might have to score 10 and just hope. You know, like that might be the hope there. For a little while. Hopefully by the trade deadline, we've done something.
I have concerns about that too. For the hope-o-meter, for the record, I submitted Alec's name on the hope-o-meter since Corey did kind of take over some of his questions. And so one of the things that I'm really optimistic about this team is the depth. Because you just were talking about it last year. Who were you throwing out there? Jared Walsh, Andrew Kisner, Davis Wenzel, Justin Foscue, Derek Hill, Jonathan Ornelius.
A lot of guys with question marks.
Exactly. And so this year, you're like, Leody Taveras is probably going to be a bench player. Or like your fourth outfielder. And that's if he even takes the spot. If Kevin Pillar doesn't take it from him, or perhaps if Alejandro Osuna.
I was going to say your boy.
Yes, doesn't jump in there.
See, Bochy's in love with him?
Yes.
Bochy loves you, dude.
I did, as he should be. And so one of the things that Bruce Bochy said, and this is something that, do you feel like Jared tried to have a reality check with us yesterday when we talked about Adolis? And he goes, look, you need to accept it. Injuries are going to happen.
That's true, yeah, with every team.
And so one of the things that Boch has said is depth is so important because it helps teams soften the blow when they have injuries. And we think we have more depth this year.
That being said, the Mavericks thought they were an extremely deep team.
Don't do this to me.
And look what's gone on here. I'm just saying, like, look at how, remember we were like, dude, we got three centers.
Okay.
We're amazing.
That's true.
Now we have none centers.
But we also did not anger the sports gods.
True.
By trading away Corey Seager for a minor league.
I don't know the dude on Fox Sports, that Nick Wright. He said a line that I agree with the most. I know this is not a Mavs, but the line was something along the lines of they made a trade in a fan base that for no reason did not deserve this.
Yeah.
Like this fan base did not deserve whatever happened. So back to the Rangers though.
No, that's fine. So we're probably going to talk.
That's important.
We're probably going to talk about this player more in depth tomorrow, but Josh Smith, man, Josh Smith gives you the mysterious answer. And is this team deeper this year? He said, I guess we'll find out.
Ooh.
And then Dawson said, I'll see you in Oxnard, sir. It was the whole thing. It was this whole thing.
There you go.
So when he goes,
Dawson with the backhand.
I don't know. You really don't know yet. I know if everybody stays healthy, it should be a fun year. And I will admit, I'm getting a little nervous about even minor tweaks in spring training because you're what, like 3 weeks away from the start of the season? And
is it like in his specific swing and what he's doing?
Yes.
Or the team? Okay, gotcha. And,
well, because Wyatt Langford, oblique. Yeah. Adolis Garcia, oblique.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's just, those are two of the players. And I realize DeGrom is in this mix to a certain extent, Nathan Eovaldi, but you worry about injuries hampering those people because Wyatt Langford, what you saw from him in September, you can't help but like let your mind run wild with what an entire season or a close enough entire season could be like that. Adolis Garcia, he said one of his goals is to hit 50 home runs. I'm more like, could we just get a consistent non-Tim Hardaway Jr. type season that you feel pretty regulated about most of the way and you end up with 35 home runs or whatever.
Yes.
And so when you hear both of them, even if they're minor injuries, get hurt in spring training. I know what Jared said, but it just makes me nervous because last year, the Rangers had the second most days missed to injury in all of baseball.
That's not a good way to follow up a World Series win.
And it feels, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it feels almost impossible when you get to a certain point with injuries where you're like, I don't know.
It became so difficult last year to string together four hits. Like, it almost seemed impossible because they were like, we can zero in on this guy. We know we can get this guy, so we're just going to skip this, this, and this. And you didn't have anybody to protect anybody. This year, you're stacked with that. And then on the other side of it, I think defensively, you're as good as you've been. You know, healthy Josh Jung makes a complete difference to this team.
I agree. And so if you think that you're going to be better at catcher, if you think outfield is going to be way better because of health, because of youth, I think there are a lot of reasons for how much deeper this Texas team is. But is that going to make a difference with their record is my next question. And I think it's going to make a huge difference, like 10-plus game difference.
Alec?
Because they're able to absorb any potential injuries so much better.
I'm going to say yeah, because it does feel like the offense has a little bit more to offer this year in terms of versatility, because you do have more power bats, you do have guys that have more extreme splits that do go into play towards the end of the game when you are facing a team's bullpen and you're getting those alternating handedness out of the bullpen. I think offensively, yeah, if you do stay healthy, you're absolutely going to see more runs scored. And I think starting pitching-wise, I think you're in a better spot too. So overall, I do think health is going to add, like you said, probably 10-plus wins to this team just because it is so well managed and we know what these guys are. If they don't go out there and have another career low season, it feels like all up and down the batting lineup, then I think you're fine.
And one of the things that the Rangers talked about was investments. And I know this is not like the Mavericks thing where they're going to invest in the team and raise up ticket prices. Investment in players like Osuna, Rocker, Leiter, that if Adolis, I hope he's not. The MRI, I think it's today, maybe it was yesterday. Hopefully it's not going to be more problematic for him. But if he was, picking up Pillar or going with Leody and shuffling the outfield or just going with Osuna because you're like, hey, we've put time, money, and effort into him. If you have injuries on the pitching staff, I think we're all feeling like Rocker would be ready to go. Maybe you're starting to see a little bit extra life for Jack Leiter, and he could be next. Dane Dunning put a lot of investment into himself. So that's where those investments, I think, are going to pay off a lot.
Did it feel like we had 400 blown saves? Like that was kind of the feeling that it was going to be?
A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did.
This year, like, I don't think you're going to have that. I really don't. I think you're going to have enough that you're going to be worried and you're going to say, we still have to do something. But I think this team, because last year, their health was so poor, like, they were always in these really tight games where Kirby Yates had to save the
team. Yep.
I think you're going to be far from that. That's just my feeling, just based on what I know of most of the guys on this roster.
Okay. Well, we will give you probably in a week or so the results of the Hope-O-Meter. And then, Corey, you can tell us what Alec thinks about it.
Adolis Garcia is expected to be ready for opening day after the MRI.
Okay.
Showed only minor strain. So less severe than Wyatt's.
No.
No, it does. That's what it says. Less severe than Wyatt Langford's last week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Still, very important oblique, but.
Okay.
Less severe.
Because when we talked with Boach, I think it was last Tuesday, he said that he thought Wyatt would be ready in 10 days. So
grade one, somewhere between 0 and 1 is what they feel on this strain. So okay. We're good. This is better for him. Get some more rest before the season starts and then start the season strong. I like this.
Okay,
if I needed an injury.
I do like the idea that he's going to be ready for opening day, but isn't there a part of you that's like, hey, opening day is 22 days away. Isn't there a little part of you that's like, he'll be ready in 2 weeks?
Yes.
And you're like, okay, that makes me feel a little bit better instead of, hey, that thing we're doing 3 weeks from tomorrow, he'll be ready for that.
See, this is the other thing too.
It's a side thing.
When it comes to baseball guys running your team, don't you feel comfortable that Chris Young is like, okay, I know he needs a little rest because I've experienced this before. And at this point in the season or this point in the spring training, that oblique strain right there might be a little fatigue.
Yeah.
So I'm perfectly comfortable giving him the rest, not rushing him on anything because I know he's going to do the work. I do feel very strongly that Chris Young and Bochy, being the baseball guys they are, have a really good understanding of when to push guys back and when to let them roll.
Couple more quick things for y'all as we move away from baseball for just a minute. Do you still watch Around the Horn? And if not, how long has it been since you like legit were really watching
it? I see it at the gym sometimes.
Okay.
But man, dude, I got to go back to when I was still single, when I really watched that show a lot
because I'd
get home from work and it was on.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm into it. But it's been a while.
And Alec, I know you're younger, and actually I believe Around the Horn's been around as long as you've been born. Did you ever watch this show?
Yeah, I did growing up, and I think the last time I really, like, actually invested time to watch it was the pandemic.
Okay.
Just because that's where, one, any kind of sports topics, that's the only way you could get it because there wasn't games being played initially. And two, that's where you would get updates, you know? So I would watch that just to get updates, but ever since then, it's kind of fallen off a cliff for me.
So back in 2002 is when it started with Max Kellerman, and then 15 months later, Max Kellerman wanted a raise and said the show essentially can't continue without me. And they're like,
strong.
I don't think you understand what is driving this show. And so then they brought in Tony Reale, and it's been rocking and rolling ever since then. It's going to have its final episode on May 23rd. Now, the thing about that I kind of wanted to see a couple more numbers about this is Around the Horn has broadcast more than 4,900 episodes. How many more than 4,900? Will they get to 5,000 before they get canceled? Because it feels like they're going to be right on the precipice of getting to 5,000. They're like, good enough.
I say just go ahead and get to 5,000 and then turn it off.
Maybe the final day is episode 5,000. They're like, you guys did it.
Because that does break my heart just a little bit.
So
I'm not even OCD.
Yeah, and so obviously that breaks my OCD heart quite a bit. And I'm like, how could you do that? Or if they did one extra show, I'd be like, it's too many. You just need to have 5,000. I always run into that conundrum at the gas pump. Absolutely. So congratulations on them for a hell of a run. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Or did their soccer team lose 7-1 in an elimination round game? We'll do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan from the 214. Are the Rangers the team with the most oblique strains in Major League Baseball?
I think so.
Gotta be, right?
Based on what we've seen so far this season.
Although, to be fair, I'll admit, I do.
I don't know.
I'm not keeping track of other teams' oblique strains. All right, get Jared on the horn. All right, right now, we've got the Zach Martin retirement press conference coming up in about 15, 16 minutes. But right now, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Where are they, the soccer team PSV? Now, this is a Dutch team. Yeah, pretty sucky. No, I don't know. That also seems
unlikely. Philipsport Verningen.
Eindhoven.
Verningen.
Yeah, so they got embarrassed yesterday.
You embarrassed?
They should be embarrassed. It was the first leg of their knockout round of 16 matchup with Arsenal. I know this because Brandon loves Arsenal.
Yeah.
And he goes, man, Arsenal's already had 5-1. They won that game 7-1. That win was the largest by a road team in a Champions League knockout game ever. And Arsenal's biggest victory away from home in any Champions League match. Now, can you convince everybody to give a crap in the next game? Because you go into this and you're like, all right, guys, we have to win by at least 7 goals since they were on the road in that other one. So we have to win by that many goals. I feel like it would be hard to motivate me for that game.
Okay, so the second leg is next Wednesday against Arsenal again.
That makes
their next game, Kevin, is against Hervieven or something like that. I don't even think they're in the league.
They just took them out.
I'm literally looking at the table right now, and I do not see their next team in the UEFA. So I'm gonna say yes, they're gonna be up for this game because they're like, this team stinks.
Okay,
unless they're a team that's trying to get up into the table.
Well, they lost by six goals in the knockout round.
So
feels very unlikely they'll be able to make this second leg comeback. But you know what? Maybe they can.
Is that a friendly here in Vin?
I was not prepared for follow-up questions. Now,
what is Eredivisie?
Okay, it feels like we don't need to hear that.
Okay.
All right.
It's all different languages.
Here's my question. Which is worse? Losing in a soccer game 7-1, or giving up 23 runs in one inning of college baseball to fall behind 23-0.
Look, 23 runs can happen fast. 7 goals,
can it?
It might take 2 years to score 7 goals. And I'm just talking about 7 total goals. Mm-hmm. Like that might take 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So 23 runs, we've seen it happen multiple years in a row in baseball games. So it could happen.
Okay.
So I'm going to forgive. No, hold on. This isn't Friday. I'm going to say Arsenal or the other PSV idiots.
Okay.
Bigger idiots.
Alec, do you agree that losing 7-1 is worse than falling behind in one inning 23-0 in baseball?
I'm going to go with Corey here. I honestly, because it does feel like it takes a lot longer to achieve that figure of goals, because in baseball, when it rains, it pours. It really does. You see those things happen. You've seen it even with the Rangers last year, whether it's for or against. You're going to have at least one game where it's just going to get massively out of hand, and you're like, yeah, it's just one of those days. In a soccer game, it feels like even in a hockey game, like any of those games where it's super low scoring, once you get to those numbers, it's like, what are we even doing here?
So George Mason scored 23 runs against Holy Cross in the one inning, which broke the NCAA record for most runs in a single inning. Also, they didn't hit a single home run. Think about this.
Hold on. To score 23 runs, they'd never put one out of the park.
Nope.
They didn't have an inside the parker either?
Nope.
Weird.
They sent 31 batters to the plate in the inning, which means you could have gotten four at-bats in one inning. Holy Cross had to use five pitchers. There were five hits by pitch, two errors, two stolen bases, one pass ball, and 11 hits in the midst of this onslaught that created a 23-0 lead. Now, good news, Holy Cross fans. You outscored George Mason the rest of the way 6-3.
Ooh.
Bad news again. That means that you lost 26-6.
All right. That's not good.
In a game that you didn't give up a single home run.
You gave up six runs after scoring that many?
Yeah, because you don't care, right? Like, it's got to be...
If I'm going to win a game 26, I want it to be 26-0. I want to be like, that was the most dominant performance ever.
I hear you.
Like 7-1, still a little embarrassing, Arsenal.
I'm just wondering, Corey, if you're pitching and they're like, hey, Corey, I know it's 23-0, but I really need you to bear down and lock in and give it your best. That just feels like human nature. That's going to be tough to be like, you got it.
I understand.
As opposed to like, I'm going to try out my gyro ball or whatever.
I'll throw the gyro ball. They're going to swing it and miss.
Yeah. Or maybe they hit it. Who cares?
Mm-mm, they won't.
You're still winning. Well, that's fair.
By the way, Kevin, I went to look because we were talking about how hard it is to score seven goals in a soccer match, in a season, actually. Sporting CP has the most ever goals scored in one game in UEFA, is what you called it.
UEFA.
16-1.
Jeez.
In 1963. So, like, it's been 400 years almost since anybody scored that many goals. 100 years almost? 60, 80 years?
What year was
it? Where are we right? It's 1963.
That's 62 years.
Yeah.
I'm concerned at how far off your math was.
It's been a long time.
From the 214, I hope this person follows up. Maybe gives me their friend's contact information because I want to know more about this. My buddy's an idiot. He thinks they use magnetic basketballs to make it in the hoop. He thinks all superstars are chosen and the ball just goes right in with no effort. All right.
I've seen a show about like putting a metal magnet on the ball on the strip, you know?
And wouldn't then it just so get attracted to the rim?
Yes, but then you turn it off as it gets to the rim. And so then it just falls
okay.
through. So you're just
that
trying to get
a lot
it to
of work
rim.
For a jump shot.
I know. I'm just saying I've seen this before on a TV show.
Okay.
I don't remember which one it was. It could have been a cartoon.
I want to know more about all of this. So if you want to follow up and tell us more about your buddy, I'm really confused by that.
The 4-2-5, 23 runs in one inning is less common than seven goals. I'm comfortable saying this with no research to back it up.
I mean, I did just tell you it was the NCAA record, whereas Corey told us an indeterminate amount of years ago that that record was smashed by a more than 2-1 margin.
Mm-hmm, that is true.
From the 214, guys, I'm an idiot. This person is so baked right now, they got in the wrong car leaving Walmart. Same color, but different make and model. Now, question is twofold.
I've never done this.
First of all, you should not be driving if you're doing that. Can we agree? Don't do that.
All right.
Secondly,
I will agree with you on that.
Is this person the idiot, or is it the person who clearly left the car unlocked?
Because that's what I was going to say. I've never actually gotten all the way into a car, but I have...
I want that as a drop.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means either.
No, it wasn't mine. My apologies.
Okay.
But I have gone up and grabbed the handle and tried to open and it was locked. And I was like, oh, this isn't my car. That's definitely happened before.
Okay.
So it is, I think it's on the person who left their car unlocked. What are you doing? We know better than that. It's not Arizona. Remember, Mike was telling us in Arizona, he was like, look, it's Arizona. I'm not locking the door. Like, what do I?
Yeah, because we had the windows down multiple times, and he goes, it's fine. It's Arizona, which, I mean, maybe Arizona has a historically low crime rate. I have to admit, I'm not familiar with
those
statistics.
I didn't know either. I just trusted him on that one.
So, that I don't know. From the 806, Is my buddy an idiot? Or as some people want the segment to be called, is my buddy a Nico? Just mean spirited. He played his 32-year-old point guard the most minutes in the NBA, and then he blew out his knee. Look, if you're Nico and the Mavericks right now, just don't say anything.
They put too much
don't
on.
Don't say anything.
They put too much on Kai's body.
I agree.
Plain and simple. By you always had the option to go back to Luka if Kai was out, and now you don't even have that. Everybody, Nico's going to take it for a long time, man.
He really is. And I saw even last night, or maybe it was the night before, when he was putting out a nice, compassionate sentiment about Kyrie and what he means to the team and everything, people were like, bro, the only thing I want to hear from you is your resignation letter. So he's in a no-win situation. Absolutely. Man, follow-up. I also saw a few videos about that magnet in the ball. And even sometimes if you watch and the players are like, what?
It's a kid's movie. There was also a kid that like he could shoot threes, but nobody knew. And he was like, you got to feel it from your legs and it goes all the way up. And that I remember this movie now. Thank you. Somebody just said rich kids were fixing the game. And so the Ryder Strong, I believe, was in it. Is that the kid from Boy Meets World? Yeah, he was in it.
Heck yeah.
I got to go find out what the name of that movie, though. I'll be back.
And by the way, is Rick Pitino an idiot? Not for those other things. But he said on an interview that he was overpaid. And he goes, hey, my agent's going to hate this, but I'm overpaid right now. They should take some money away from me. I don't need anything. And then he goes, my agent's going to kill me for saying that because he's always like, you're not even in the top five of Big East coaches. And he's like, I'm overpaid. Clearly, St. John's is having an incredible, a historic season. But maybe don't go on the air and say I make too much money.
Don't say that. Definitely not.
But, you know, at least he had a good sense of humor about it. And he's like, oh, my agent's going to be mad. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it is time for the Zach Martin Retirement Press Conference live in your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.